Top five altcoins to buy in May 2024. Look, markets have not been great. We've been bleeding out over the last 45 plus days. And I know many of you are getting scared and are unsure what to do. I can tell you right now, this is not the top of the cycle. This is not the time to sell. It is the time to be buying if you're buying the good assets. There's plenty of room left in this cycle. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you in today's episode. We're going to walk through why and where we think we are in the cycle and why we think there's plenty of room left. And then I will get into five of the top picks that I would be buying slash am buying right now in this very moment during this dip that I'm going to be holding throughout this cycle. Welcome to Milk Road Radio, the easiest path to get smarter about crypto. I'm Kyle Reedhead, and I believe that on-chain is the next online. This is the opportunity, and we're here to help you capitalize on it. Today is another episode of Market Watch that we do on Milk Road Radio every week, but we're doing things up a little bit differently this time around. I'm not bringing on a guest. Today, I'm going to share screen, and I'm just going to walk you through some of my ideas and some of the ideas from the Milk Road research team on where we are allocating our capital right now. This is a very opportunistic time in the markets. We believe it's still very early in this cycle, and we think there are very good buys to be had right now. And we want to make sure that we share that with all of you who have been listening to Milk Road Radio over the last few weeks since we have launched. And so that's why we're launching this special Market Watch episode where we're just giving you all the alpha. Let's dive right into it and get you situated on what's going on in the markets right now. Crypto will go up more than 100x in both users and value over the next decade. If you're listening to this right now, you're extremely early and have an incredible opportunity to capitalize. At Milk Road, our mission is to make you smarter about crypto. That's why we're doing today's podcast and why we send you a daily newsletter for free. But if you're ready to level up as an investor, then let me tell you about Milk Road Pro. We crafted this resource for investors who are already smart enough about crypto and are looking for more actionable insights and how to invest successfully in one of the fastest growing industries on earth. Every week, we break down the latest trends, dive into tokenomics of popular and up and coming tokens, and get into the nitty gritty of market analysis, all to help you invest smarter. Plus, we have a private Discord community for pro members. It's like your backstage pass to the Milk Road crew, exclusive insights, hot tips, and live AMAs with our team. Now, if you're looking to level up as an investor, then click the link in the show notes below and sign up to Pro today. Don't let this bull market opportunity slip through your fingers. All right, for those of you listening on the podcast, I'm sharing my screen and I've got some charts up and I'll be walking through. Don't worry, you don't need to watch, but if you are watching, that's great. You can check it out on YouTube. Spotify has videos as well, so feel free to check it out there. By the way, while I have you, please like, share, and make sure to subscribe to our channel. If it's on YouTube, you can subscribe. If it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review if you can. All this helps us grow. It hits the algorithm on these platforms and allows us to reach more people and continually improve the content that we provide you. So if you like this content, please do so first and we will get right into it. Okay, so first up here, I'm sharing my screen. I just have a chart of Bitcoin because a lot of you are in our community right now and I'm seeing on Twitter are asking what's going on? Why are markets not going up? Is this the end of the cycle? And people are getting a little bit scared. And you know, it's quite interesting. You can see right now, I'm pulling up a measuring stick on the chart where I can just look at how far down we've gone and how long it's been. So first of all, we're at 47 days we have been in a dip for. We topped out back in March 14th in Bitcoin anyway, around 74,000 or so. We have gotten all the way down to just below 60,000. So about 59,600-ish that we hit April 19th. Guys, that's just a 19.29% drawdown or pullback. That is nothing. We are used to seeing 10 to 12 pullbacks every single bull cycle of more than 20%. This isn't even hitting 20% yet. Now it's a little bit drawn out. It's a bit, little bit long. So I know people are getting a bit restless. We've just had such a big run up in crypto markets, but this is absolutely nothing. It is a pullback for ants. And if anything, it is extremely healthy for this market because we have been just going up and up and up and up for the last two quarters. And we cannot sustain those numbers. So this is not the time to be scared. This is the time to do your research, do your due diligence, and figure out where you should allocate your capital because we are just winding up the markets, getting ready for our next explosion upwards. Now, we shared a pro report a few weeks ago for our pro subscribers. And basically what we did is we looked at the different cycles and looked at the pullbacks and tried to figure out what can we learn from the pullbacks in each cycle. What we noticed is that we had 12 pullbacks of more than 20% in the 2016-2017 bull cycle, and we had 9 in the 2020-2021 bull market cycle. I have them up on the screen here so that you can see all the different pullbacks. These bull markets are a bit wild, okay? And actually, in fact, this bull market hasn't been so bad. We're currently in our fifth, although this one's not even 20%, so technically it doesn't count. But we've had 4 so far in this cycle, so far in 2023 and in 2024. So these are pretty normal, right? Most of them so far in this cycle have been actually 22%. They've all been that for some reason, which is a little bit odd, but that's just kind of how it works. Now, the one thing I want you guys to understand about this is there's sort of 3 phases in the bull market. You have, when you hit the bottom of the bear market, you have this like drive upwards that pulls you out of that bear market where everyone's like, okay, we're back in the bull. All is good. Basically, what happens is in the bottom of the bear, when we hit the lows, we're very undervalued. Markets are undervalued. Everyone's overscared. FTX collapses, et cetera. And people get out of the markets. Okay. Those are the best buying opportunities that you can possibly get. Okay. As long as you're buying good assets, they're going to come back in the next cycle. So we generally have this sort of wild pull comeback in markets like we had at the end of 2023, early 2024. It's very exciting. People finally like, okay, we're back. Those who stayed in the crypto space are very pumped. Those who left and aren't even in crypto don't even realize that we're back, right? And in that moment, we have a few pullbacks. Like I said, we've already had 4 of those. Then what we have is sort of this transitionary period where the market doesn't know what to do. Are we undervalued? Are we overvalued? Is the cycle over? Are we even going to have a cycle? That's the period we're in right now. Once we finally make it through that and markets go, oh, we're back. We're actually really back. That's when we go into what's called the banana zone. I'll get into what that is in just a second. But it's this area where we kind of go into this euphoric bull market and things get crazy. The pullbacks are a lot more aggressive. They're a lot more frequent. They're much faster. And you can see that here in this chart. And this is 2016-2017 chart I have up. In the first year, we had 4 pullbacks. Okay. Then in the second year, so that's from 2015-2016. From 2016-2017, we had 2. That's it. Okay. And then from 2017 to the top of the bull market, which wasn't even the end of 2017. So like 11 months, we had 7 pullbacks. Okay. So things really get crazy in that final stage of the bull market. We are not there yet. I think we are in the middle where we're having these sort of long drawn out periods where we don't really get a pullback, or if we do, it takes a while to get through because the markets aren't quite sure where we were at. That's exactly what I'm seeing right now and where I think we are. And so again, what that means is this is one of the best times to be allocating capital, okay? It's you don't want to be buying when everything is green and we're going up 20, 30, 40% on a daily or weekly basis. That's not the time to buy. Even though that's when you're most excited, it's not the time to be buying. The time to be buying is when we're in these massive pullbacks because you know the risk reward is so much better. Now, what's the catalyst that's going to get us through to the next stage of this bull run? It's always global liquidity. It's not going to be some airdrop. It's not going to be some random thing that happens in the crypto space. It's just not it. That's what every influencer will tell you on Twitter, on YouTube. That's not how the markets work. The markets are controlled and run by global liquidity. It's not just crypto. This is how all markets are run. Equities, real estate, et cetera. It's all correlated with global liquidity. We have talked about this numerous times in the podcast and in our pro reports. If you just look at this chart that I have up on the screen here, looking at global liquidity, so this is the amount of money that is basically being printed or being put out into the economies from the biggest central banks, whether it's the US, China, Europe, et cetera, Japan. And every single time we've had a bull market in crypto, it's when there's been a bull market in global liquidity. You can see it in 2013, 2014. You can see it here in 2015, 16, 17. 2020, 2021. And every bear market we've had in crypto is the same. You can see when global liquidity goes down, that's when our bull markets happen. This is so obvious at this point. And we are in a stage right now where global liquidity is trending upwards. But we've reached this middle stage where, again, people don't really know where global liquidity is going. I'm not getting into the details of global liquidity because we don't have time for that today, but I've talked about it before. Basically, in short, governments have no choice but to print money right now because they are all in so much debt. Okay. They can't sustain high interest rates. So they're not going to go higher. Maybe they'll keep it as is. This is a big debate, obviously, and sort of irrelevant. They might keep it at this. I think it goes lower. They might keep it here. But more than anything, they need to print money because they need to stimulate their economies. They need to pay for their debts. It is the only way that this whole fiat system works and functions. It's been like this for decades, okay? So this global liquidity chart that you can see right now is only going to go up and up and up over time. Now, will that happen next week? I'm not sure. Will it happen next month? I'm not sure. And it doesn't really matter. It's coming in the next few months. It could be tomorrow. Maybe something happens. We have another banking crisis, et cetera, and we need to print a bunch of money. Maybe there's something else. My feeling is that we start to get a lot of liquidity from China, from Japan. Then we get this from Europe, probably in the summer. And then the US follows suit. The US is probably lagging a little bit here and usually lags China anyway. But the key thing is this trend of global liquidity, as you can already see from the end of 2023 and 2024, is going to continue to trend upwards. It's not a straight line, but it will continue to trend upwards. And as that does, markets will sniff that out. They might jump the gun and prices go up before that happens, or it might follow along. It's not a perfect science. All we know is if the trend of global liquidity is up, the trend of asset prices, including technology and crypto stocks, are up as well. And this always happens in each cycle. And that leads us into what's called the banana zone, which is this chart right here of Bitcoin. And what happens to it in every single cycle when there is a global liquidity influx? These numbers are absolutely insane, okay? Bitcoin goes up. I'm looking at a chart here where it's showing the 2013 cycle, the 2016, 2017 cycle, the 2019, 2020, 2021 cycle, and then where we are right now. And you can see that you always have this run up, then we have this big dip, this sort of like bear market, and then things take a run up back to near or above all-time highs. They tend to have some pullbacks around there. It's not always at all-time highs like we were this cycle, but we get back to a more fair value. Again, is that where it was before at the all-time high? Is it lower? Is it higher? Doesn't matter. All we're saying is that what happens is after the bear market, we come back, we hit this middle stage, we see a bunch of pullbacks, and you see it in every single cycle here on this chart. And then once we finally markets figure themselves out and global liquidity really starts to expand, then we go and we have these 5Xs, 10Xs, 20Xs, and more, okay? And we've seen it three cycles before. And to me, I don't see why we don't have the exact same situation happen. Now, will we go up as much as Bitcoin did in 2017? Probably not. But if we look at this chart, we're seeing that Bitcoin could go anywhere up to 300,000. Again, it doesn't mean it will, right? But it's just showing if we look at historicals, it definitely could, okay? Now, I'm only looking at Bitcoin because it's just been the longest. It's the easiest one to compare to macro and global liquidity. But this is the visuals you need and the understanding you need to say, hey, this market is nowhere near over. We haven't even reached the big part of this cycle yet. We are working through it and it is coming. And so this is the time where you want to prepare, you want to do your research, and you want to find the right assets to be allocating to. You can just do Bitcoin, right? Obviously, there's less risk in this one, but it's probably going to have the least amount of reward. Other altcoins are going to do much better. And so which ones are those? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about in the rest of this episode. Obviously, as I said, you could just buy Bitcoin. You're going to do multiples on that. ETH is going to do multiples as well. It's one of our biggest investments that we have. It's one of the assets that we hold the most of and I've been holding for a long time and believe it's going to do really well. But it is not part of the top five altcoins, mainly because I don't consider ETH really an altcoin at this point. And so what I want to do is if you want to go down the risk curve a little bit here, and again, I'm not going to show low cap gems, so I'm not giving you something that a $20 million market cap. But if you want good assets in the crypto space that I think are going to do really well this cycle and are building real sustainable businesses and good products, then these five are the ones that I recommend. The first altcoin that I recommend and that I'm buying in May 2024 is none other than Solana. Look, Sol has been getting absolutely crushed since this pullback started 47 days ago or so. It topped out in terms of its local high at about 210 and is since sitting at $128 at the time of this recording. That's a 40% pullback. It went all the way back to about 42%, but that happened back in April 13th, okay? So I just think Solana has pulled back a lot. It's a very volatile asset without a doubt, but it is the next big major asset in crypto. You have Bitcoin, you have ETH. Solana is going to be that third one. I truly believe that. And I think anytime Solana has a big pullback, it is a perfect opportunity to be buying. The reason for this is very simple. The chart that I have up right now is a chart comparing monthly transactions of all the different L1 blockchains and L2 blockchains. And what you don't understand is that Solana has one major issue. And no, it is not the failed transactions. It is that it is processing billions of transactions per month. No other blockchain is even remotely close to this. So if you look, last month in March, Solana processed more than 2 billion transactions. The second closest is Ethereum plus all of its L2s. That's the black line that you can see here. Ethereum plus all of its L2s did about 400 million transactions in 1 month. Solana was 5x that. It's not even close, guys. And so people continue to complain about Solana and the issues that it has. Of course, it's going to have these issues. It's doing orders of magnitude more transactions than basically any other layer one blockchain out there. And it's getting better and better every single day as it fixes some of these bugs, which they've already started to do. It's still not perfect and it won't be for a while, but it's getting better and better. And there are tons of other catalysts that are going to bring Solana forward. So Solana is without a doubt the number one option for me. I continue to buy it. I continue to stake it and use it to farm and earn other airdrops. Because if you stake your SOL, you can earn some good yields, like 7-8%. And you can generally put that in things like Kamino and MarginFi and earn more airdrops. The risk reward for Solana is just the best that exists right now, in my opinion. And currently, if we look at the just some quick TA, and basically there's a line of support for Solana, which currently we bounced off of as we hit that bottom, and that was about $123. Maybe we'll hit that again, at that $123 mark. If we do, that would be super bullish. But even sitting here at $127, $128, I think it's a great opportunity to be buying, because whenever markets turn, I think Solana is going to be the fastest in terms of the majors to bounce back. It's still a ways away from its previous all-time high, which was somewhere around, 260. So we've got plenty of room to grow. Let's just see what that would be to get back to all-time highs. We're 53% back from all-time highs from the last cycle. So, and I think Solana is going to go way, way, way past that. So to me, it is the best opportunity. Next up on my list, second crypto altcoin to buy in May 2024. I'm actually going to have the next two here, number two and number three, are follow-ups on Solana and are more beta plays to Solana. If you think Solana is going to do well and it's going to 100, 200, 300x over the next few months, which I think is going to happen at some point this year, it might not be in the next few months, but I think it's going to do extremely well. I think there are two beta plays that you can invest in right now that might even do better than Solana. It's not a guarantee, but just might do it. And I'll tell you why. The first one is Jito. Jito is one of the best projects that currently exists on Solana. It launched its token back in December, did a massive airdrop. So many people earned some great value from that, but it's taken some time to sort of work through that. People need to sell out their airdrops. The market needs to reprice what this is. And currently it's sitting at a price very close to what it airdropped its tokens at. Now, here's what I think about Jito. Right now, the opportunity is pretty clear on Solana. Something like 65 or 85%. I'm not sure the exact numbers, but it's very high. It depends on the website you're looking at. But anyway, somewhere between 65, 85% of all SOL is currently staked. But here's the thing. Most of that, the bulk of it, like 90% plus, is currently staked with delegated to a validator. Meaning you delegate it and then you can't use it in DeFi. There's nothing you can do with it, right? But recently with Jito launching, and there's a bunch of other projects that have launched recently with liquid staking, something that's very popular over on the Ethereum side of things. Ethereum has something like 80% of all of its ETH is liquid staked. That could be in form of restaking, liquid staking, meaning it has a token that represents that staked ETH. And then you can go use it in DeFi. Lido, one of the biggest protocols on Ethereum, has massive market share. That is one that you can compare to. Jito is basically that, but for Solana, okay? And as I said, right now, such a small percent of SOL is actually being liquid staked. I think that this does multiples over the coming year to 2 years. I think so much of SOL is going to get moved out of the delegated stake and move into liquid staking. I think Jito is one of the best opportunities to grow from that and to capitalize on that. Jito is not just like Lido though. It is also a way to capture MEV. So it shares staking rewards. It also shares MEV rewards. And MEV on Solana right now is absolutely taking off. And so I think this is one of the best opportunities. Jito is set up to do the best here. And at a market cap of 372 million, I think it's at a great position. Now it does have an FTV of 3 billion, which is fairly high. But if Solana does two, three, 4X over the next year, then there's no reason that this does not do at least that along with it. So Jito, which is also an incredible team, may be launching more products as well. I think that they are going to be a project that you want to be watching over the coming year. The second one, and this one's also kind of a no-brainer, solid team, been around, you've heard of them before, and that's Jupiter. Jupiter is the third coin or altcoin that I recommend to be buying right now, and it's seeing a nice little pullback currently as I'm recording this. Jupiter is the top DEX on Solana. It's just built an incredible, incredible DEX over on Solana, an amazing experience. They've done a great job with their airdrop, and they have the users. And the interesting thing about Jupiter is not only are they doing well on the DEX side of things on Solana, they also have launched JupSol, which is a liquid staking token. So for the same reasons that I think that Jito is going to do well, I think Jupiter has a chance of capturing a large percent of this market share as well, specifically because it already has the users. Now it just needs to push those users into switching its Sol into JupSol, and it is going to do very, very well. I also think there are some opportunities if you hold JupSol of getting airdrops. And so it's a good opportunity there. And so I think Jupiter and Jito are the two that have the best chance of really succeeding, capitalizing on the growth that Solana is about to have as we move into the next stage of this bull market. So Jupe and Jito are the top two beta plays. Of course, you can do small cap ones. I look for more lower risk opportunities that I think can beat the major assets. And Jupe and Jito are the two there. Okay, leaving the Solana ecosystem, I have two more left that I'm going to share with you. The first one is probably my favorite investment, something I've been buying a lot of over the last year. And that, my friends, is Maker. Maker and MakerDAO have been one of the longest standing DeFi products in all of crypto. It is one of the best performing protocols in the entire space in terms of the ability to generate revenue. It was printing millions of dollars a month during the bear market. It's doing the same here in the bull market. And yet it is valued at just $2.5 billion, a fully diluted valuation, meaning it has almost no additional tokens to put onto supply, which is not true with Jupiter and Jito. There's tons of new tokens that are still going to come onto the supply. But for Market Maker, they're already all out on supply right now, which means it's not going to bleed out during the bear market. Well, at least there's less chance of it bleeding out during the bear market because all the tokens are already available. Okay. And it's still valued at less than Jito, for example. Yet this thing is printing hundreds of millions of dollars right now. It is pretty next level. Let me just show you one thing about Maker. If you look at the share of DeFi products on Ethereum, Maker is currently earning almost 40% of all of the profits that are happening on Ethereum. So Maker is managing to accumulate a ton of revenue from DeFi right now. And in fact, if you compare Maker to most of the L1s and L2s, not even just DeFi protocols, it is one of the top protocols. Even if you compare it to L1s and L2s, if you annualize over the last 30 days, it's made something like $30 million in revenue over the last 30 days. If you annualize it to about $408 million, which puts it fourth overall in terms of fee generation or revenue generation, fourth. So behind ETH, Tron, Sol, and then you have Maker. It is dominating and yet is valued at so much lower than every L1, L2 that is out there. I think this is one of the best opportunities. And Ryan Watkins, who is a big researcher and investor in the space, he came out recently and said that their fund, Syncrasy, has accumulated a large position in Maker. And they think that Maker has the opportunity this cycle to reach a valuation of over $40 billion. And I completely agree with that. Maker is not only making a ton of revenue, they have so much money in their treasury. And they are completely redesigning how they use that treasury. They're bringing in AI to start being a part of controlling that treasury. And they also are doing a bunch of changes to their tokenomics, to their marketing. I think there's so many things happening with Maker with their end game. And I think it's going to be an absolute game changer. And this is probably one of the best opportunities currently in crypto. And yet, it has been around since day one. This isn't a low cap gem. This isn't something that's brand new. It is one of the oldest standing protocols in the space, but not understood by most. And in my opinion, extremely undervalued. So Maker is the number four token, although I'd probably rank it second behind Solana, at least in terms of my investment bags. That's how it looks. Okay, I've got one more for you. And this is more along the DeGen side of things that I know you all love and want me to share. And that token, number five altcoin to buy in May 2024, is none other than DeGen. DeGen token. If you want to capitalize on the meme coin mania, I believe that meme coin mania is going to come back whenever markets come back. We've already seen signs of it. Every time we think the market's coming back over the last few weeks, meme coins are first to sort of take off and they go up really, really big. Well, one of the best meme coins, at least over on the Base ecosystem, which I think is going to get a lot of retail as we move into the next part of the cycle, Degen appears to be the top meme coin in that ecosystem right now. And so I think it has the opportunity to continue to do really, really well, assuming that meme coins come back and assuming that Base continues to go on its trend. We've written a pro report all about that and why we think that will happen. If you're not yet a pro subscriber, by the way, there's a link in the show notes below. Make sure to read that Base report where we capitalize. Base was, or Degen was one of them. I still think there's a ton of opportunity there. One, because of the meme side of things. And two, because Degen has also launched an L3. Look, I'm not sure if meme coins launching utility and launching projects is actually a good thing or not. I always debate that on the podcast. You guys have probably heard me talk about that before. However, Degen Chain, which is an L3, is already the top L2 and L3 in terms of TPS. It is dominating every other L2, including Base itself, which it sits on top of at 43.4 TPS. Base sits second at 28.81, Arbitrum third at 20.96. So this thing's been around for just a few weeks and it is getting a ton of activity. Of course, as we're in this sort of pullback, that might slow down and that's okay. I think when the bull market comes back, this will continue to take off because people love the memes. There's no doubt about that. And one thing you got to understand is that as we get into this third phase of the bull market, the part that is a little bit more aggressive, things move faster, we have more pullbacks and more liquidity is coming in. This is the time when actually things get a little bit more degen than they already are. It's sometimes hard to believe that because things have been a bit wild over the last, let's say, 3 to 6 months, but things generally get crazier. If you were here last cycle, things were wild at the end of the cycle and things get just more and more wild. It's hard to even envision that, but that is the case typically. And so I think meme coins will continue to have a moment whenever we come back. Again, this could be days, weeks, months. I'm not exactly sure. And it doesn't really matter. What you need to think about and what you need to understand is if you know it's coming back at some point, you need to have patience. You need to find the assets that you want to invest in that you think are doing well and will continue to do well for this next leg up in the cycle. And now, even though it's the scariest time, it's the best time to be allocating to these assets. So these are the five that I'm investing in right now. If you have more that you're investing in, please share in the comments below. Let me know the tokens that you're investing that you think are a good opportunity. I will also take the time to review some of those. I may get back to your comments as well and let you know if we think this is a good opportunity. And maybe, just maybe, we will cover them in the Milk Road newsletter, one of our later Milk Road Radio podcasts. Okay, friends, that's a wrap. Remember, be patient. The next leg of this bull market is coming. That next leg is going to be very exciting and very wild. And so you want to be prepared and you want to be ready. Most people, if you were around, we were telling you to buy at the early stages of this bull market, early 2023, end of 2022. That was the best opportunity. I think this pullback right now is the second best opportunity, at least the best one we have right now in terms of risk reward. So prepare yourself accordingly, get ready for the next big leg up, and make sure you're subscribed to our channels because we're going to help you navigate through the craziness of the next leg up in this sector. Friends, thank you so much for joining me on Milk Road Radio. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you in the weekly roll-up at the end of this week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Milk Road Radio, the easiest path to get smarter about crypto. If you like this episode, share it and hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss out on the next one. There's also a link in the description to our free 5-minute daily newsletter where we simplify crypto for you while making you laugh. And if you're willing to step up your crypto investing game, then we'll leave a link to Milk Road Pro as well, your number one resource to help you invest successfully in crypto. One final note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and nothing we say is financial advice. Crypto is risky, so you should never invest more than you're willing to lose. Thank you, friends, and we'll see you in the next one.